Very warm welcome to our listeners. This is the Wise Podcast. I'm Jody. Today we'll be discussing about a small island off the coast of Karachi in Pakistan. This island goes by the name of Bundal. It is pronounced as Bandar by the local fishermen. This Bundal island has a tomb of a Muslim Sufi saint called Yusuf Shah. And during the Urs, this small island turns into kind of a city because so many people come and visit it. Urs is the death anniversary of a Sufi Muslim saint. Now you might be wondering, what's about this island? Well, this is a small piece of island off the coast of Karachi, and it has almost no humans on it. It's kind of uninhabited. But there are plans to build large-scale real estate on this island. There's this plan, Bundal Island City, that is expected to bring in real estate boom to the city of Karachi. This would not only provide jobs in a country with large unemployment figures, but also add to the current economic boom in Pakistan. Pakistan, as we all might know, is already a major recipient of funds from China under the Belt and Road Initiative. And with its posh neighborhoods of Clifton and Defense Housing Society, things only look good for Karachi ahead. On this island, there is no water, there's no food, and it's kind of like a dry moss, but it does have a small dog population. It is said to be in dozens, and it's definitely less than 70 and could be even less than 50. So how do these dogs live on this island? For one, the fewer numbers help, and the local fishermen have been very kind to them. They have often left their excess food and water on this island for the dogs, and some of them even have taken upon themselves to feed the dogs. The Pakistani business tycoon Malik Riaz signed an agreement with American investor Thomas Kramer to develop this island in the neighboring island of Bodo into a city. Yes, I'm referring to the same one, the same Bodo Island city. But for the time being, the present four-legged residents haven't received any eviction notice. It is said that the city authorities once started dumping dogs on this island, and that's how the present population of dogs came into being. Right now, there's a dispute between the Karachi city authorities and some other parties regarding the ownership of this island. Karachi, as many of us might know, is one of the largest cities in the world with one of the densest population. According to a Time magazine article of October 31, 2017, listing of the most populous cities, Karachi is the 12th most populous city in the world. In Pakistan, the city also has a sizable Urdu-speaking Muhajir population and Pashtun population. It has two ports, the Karachi port and the Bin Qasim port, and the busiest airport of Pakistan. We must also take into account that it's not a very old city. The city was founded in 1729 as a settlement of Karachi. And many of the most populous cities in the world, like Mumbai or New York, aren't very old either. But the ones like Beijing, Tokyo, London are very old. They have a history. Most of the new populous cities that I mentioned have mostly been started under colonial rule in Asia or Africa, but also in North and South America, Australia and New Zealand, basically all the new parts of the world. So our listeners, I hope you had a great time and you enjoyed this podcast. So keep listening to us and stay tuned to Young Diplomats. Thank you.